Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A memorable season for High Point. Their first ever trip to the NCAA tournament. But it's last year's runner-up that is running right into the second round here in Providence.
That would be Purdue over High Point today at the tournament. I guess it wasn't the high point of the season for High Point. The low point, probably, losing the final game. The endings at the tournament... I don't mean like buzzer beaters, but just like Bulldog left after that, by the way. He's off. If you're watching, you saw it. He was just so offended by that one. Saw it coming. Who didn't? The player career endings, like the finality of it.
Yeah.
A guy on Louisville got hurt. And I don't know if he was a senior or what it is, whether it was his last game, but end of the season. It's got to be such an emotional moment when you've played your last game and you know it, which is going to be somebody on every team that loses here for the rest of the way.
Probably most guys, even on most teams, like, you know, that's, you know, the case, you know, and I'm sure some of these teams have got at least starters who are all going to make the next level or have a chance to make the next level, but most teams aren't like that, and certainly the guys on the bench on most teams aren't like that. So yeah, it you know, the curtain comes down. There's a finality there for sure.
Who are you on? Yesterday this time, Trista was begging us and everybody else to join in her tournament, her pool rather.
I'm on Michigan. I jumped in on her. Her pool and on Joe Ostrowski's. Not the big high stakes one that's like 250 or whatever entry, just the regular one. And I did the same picks in both, which I know is really dopey, but
why?
I don't know. Just, you know, if I lose, you know, then I'm out of both. So like, I could have tried to change it up, but I, you know, we were talking to these people yesterday. We had Sammy Late and Trista, like you referenced earlier, and game theory and all this stuff, and like, I'm just not, you know, I'm not going in, you know. I did both of these because those are both people who've given us a lot of their time, and I definitely appreciate that. And poor Trista was like, you know, whatever she was saying yesterday at this time, 13 people or whatever she had. I'm like, all right, I'll tweet. I'm gonna try to help you, and I will join. But there's a chance, even if I make it through today and tomorrow, that I will forget to even make a pick, because I'm on vacation. I'm going to be in Puerto Rico. I just am not. There's not a time change, so that helps, I guess. Like, at least it won't be like at a different time of the day or anything. But I doubt I'll be thinking much about it once I get on the plane.
I don't blame you for that, but I'll do it if you want. Let me do it. I'll, if you're, because it's still $100.
Well, if I make
it, you don't want to just donate it.
If I make it through, then maybe I'll
you could have sent Trista $50.
I'll buzz you if I make it through. Because I don't know what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, I see, this is how hurriedly I did this. The whole process, by the way, like I know I've done stuff with Joe before, so I thought I had an account, but I had to do the whole thing, you know, sign up. Oh, no, you do have an account. You forget the password, email, like that whole process, you know, that is easy to walk away from. But again, these are our friends. Okay. Now it's time to make the picks. I'm already annoyed and tired. I just want to get it over with. So, like, what did Sam say when I asked him about some picks? He says about Michigan. Like, try to find teams that you don't think are going to go far, but that you like to win their first game.
Right.
And then you're done with them. And he mentioned Michigan, I think, in that context. And then he mentioned Grand Canyon State.
Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Playing Maryland, I think?
Yeah. Was that in that same, or was that a different, like, just he likes that as an upset pick? I don't remember if that was, like, Survivor suggestion or not. But those were the two schools I had in my head. So I did Thursday, I did Friday, Michigan, Grand Canyon, and then we'll see what happens.
Grand Canyon will not be favored.
No.
I think that's one where you'd want to have points against Maryland.
Yeah.
Not in this.
That's a 13-4, I think.
Yeah. I don't think you'd want him in this. But, you know, if that's your pick, we'll see what happens with Michigan. They're a small favorite against San Diego, like 2.5, 3 points, something like that. I'm through with Wisconsin. It was a little, I mean, good through. On to tomorrow.
Okay.
Wisconsin has already won. It was a little safe. The thing about that format, which I love about it, and I brought this up to Sam, and I don't think he's used to playing with the points. Like, it's Ostrowski's pool, and the seeds, the points you get, if it's a three, like Wisconsin was a three seed, is a three seed. So I get 3 points for their winning. It only comes into play if you get all the way through the championship game and there's more than one team left. And I think maybe the last, this is my third year in it, I think maybe the last 2 years, it did not get all the way home. So I think I've probably overweighted the seed points and maybe lost, at least last year, on teams that were like not that good. So I played it safer with Wisconsin, which was the chalk, the most mm-hmm. popular pick today in all these pools was Wisconsin for that reason. So I'm dead probably already if the favorites run the table here. Like, they people are kind of talking like they probably will. The one seeds are too good mm-hmm. because somebody's going to.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A win today on like a 9 seed, and or like Creighton was, and they won. And I've got 3, and I'll never catch up. Unless I try to make up for that tomorrow or something like that, while there still are the higher seeds left.
Well, let me tell you a little something about Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. I don't think so.
Did you make up the points? There it is.
I don't think so. Colorado State would be the one. And I'm not sure if that's today or tomorrow, but they're favored as a 12, which would make them chalky in Survivor. A lot of people will do that, too. It's also that, and I guess maybe I was a little bit to blame for this today, this point, that you spend the money. You don't want to go out by 2 o'clock on the first day. Like, you want to enjoy it. So you pick maybe a little bit of a safer pick the first day and not just, you know, whatever it would have been. Louisville, I guess, would have been this today. They lose big and you're just out. That's no fun.
When I made the pick, I guess I should have realized, but again, I don't know if I made it. I was just kind of trying to get through it because it got pretty tedious having to re-sign up and all that crap. And I'm not blaming anybody. Just like, whatever. It's just how it goes sometimes. But they, I scrolled for a while before I found Michigan, which should have been an indicator that the game was late, but I never really bothered to look, like, what time are they playing? They're like one of the last games of the night. They play at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm getting up at 4 in the morning to get on a plane.
You're not
so
watching
I am
this game.
Not watching this game, so I will go to sleep. I'll go to sleep alive, and that's good. I'll enjoy the day, and then I'll fall asleep not knowing, and then wake up and see whether I'm live going into Friday or not.
You'll probably wake up during the night. What I would, if I had to get up really early for a flight, I'd be up like
of the night. But I won't look then.
Really?
Yeah.
You get up at 1, you're not going to check the Michigan score?
I won't. I'll just, because that starts.
I'll text you.
That starts a process of just, I'm awake now. If I look at something. So even when I've had other like bets that are, you know, the finality of it is that evening, right? Like a four-leg parlay or something, and there's a late hockey game. I wake up at 2 in the morning to go to the bathroom. I'm not looking to see if I won or not because I'll look at that and the bright light and the just, and now I'm just sort of, I don't know, I'm stimulated.
I'd have to look.
So I let it be for the morning.
Stephon Diggs visiting New England. I didn't see anything official about a signing. With Diggs?
No, me either. The word last night was that he was there, I think, already yesterday or last night visiting, but I've not seen any update on that.
What do you think?
Fine. I wouldn't be upset or overly worried. I mean, they're going to add receivers at some point, I imagine, to that team. And you know, he's a certain level of good, and he certainly is familiar, but I don't feel like I'm in trouble or something. Like, it doesn't bother me. And I, you know,
I'd like it for them.
I'm not in a place where I'm going to be like, oh, how could he do that to us or something like that?
No,
like, that's just nonsense to me. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, you know, good luck to you, I guess I would say.
I wonder if New England, with a player like Diggs, you know, they have a couple of guys that aren't terrible. Demario Douglas is pretty good. After that, I mean, Polk did nothing. Baker did nothing. Boutte. I think they still have Kendrick Bourne, who's okay. Like, they've been kind of like the last ranked receiver room in the league. They had Juju there, and that didn't work out. I wonder how fast they can get there. If Diggs has anything left, they do that. And then, like, Travis Hunter, right? It wouldn't be McMillan probably at 4, but Travis Hunter could happen at 4 if he makes it to 4. And then if they use him on offense, you know, at least partly, as well as his playing corner, I wonder how fast they could get to, okay, now how do I match up against this? Like, it's been so easy for teams against them for a couple of years, but if May takes a step, then you have Hunter, Diggs, Pop Douglas, or Bourne. Hunter Henry's all right. Maybe they could be interesting by this year. You know, one player like this, it will depend on what Diggs looks like, you know, and probably that will determine whether he gets signed to whatever extent. Maybe that can't even be known now if the injury is still too recent.
Yeah, it seems I mean, you could trust that he's on track, and there's been, you know, it's been a smooth, you know, talk to the doctors and all that, and sign him. But I feel like with that injury, I don't know. I'd want to wait until I can really work him out a little bit more, maybe. So and you know, that can wait. You know, I guess it depends on what the market is for him. I did see one analyst that I follow on Twitter last night when that was making the rounds. Someone pointed out, like, you know, see how what this really is. It could just be his camp trying to drum up interest. You know, just Diggs is out there. Oh, he's visiting New England. Well, I was thinking about him. We should call him. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know how real that is, but that's certainly possible because it's early. Like, I don't know how much he can really even show that he's healthy because he's, you know, what, 4 months into what's usually like a 9-month rehab, I think.
Yeah, when was it? October. So maybe a little later than that.
A little more
than that,
but still, he's got time before you'd expect him to be really, you know, going on the field.
NCAA tournament, Auburn up 2 late in the first half against Alabama State, a 116. Auburn is the number one overall seed, but they're in a close game so far late in the first half. 803-0550 is the number. Jeremy Kahn, Baltimore host, will join us in 20 minutes to talk about the Bills, the Ravens, the AFC. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.